state lawmakers are considering a proposal to ask voters to cap the constitutionally protected coal tax trust fund at $1 billion. Senate Bill 353 would divert some of the coal tax severance money that goes into the trust into an account to fund infrastructure projects. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka has more from the Capitol.
This bill and its companion, Senate Bill 354, are sponsored by Republican Senator Rick Ripley. He says the Constitution directs 50% of coal severance taxes goes into the coal tax trust. He would like to take 90% of that money and redirect it into a new Build Montana program to be used to pay for infrastructure programs. Existing programs like the Treasure State Endowment, he says, continue to be funded, and the corpus of the trust remains intact.
We continue growing the coal trust. We continue funding existing programs. We generate 750 new jobs by building vital infrastructure projects in communities throughout Montana. In advertising lingo, simple bills, amazing results.
Supporters include the Montana Contractors Association, architects and engineers, and other business organizations. Opponents include the Bullock administration and the group Citizens for the Coal Tax Trust Fund. Hal Harper represents that group. He says his proposal, while it doesn't bust the trust, reduces the amount of money that was set up in a constitutionally protected trust to grow for future generations.
The Permanent Coal Tax Trust Fund is the golden goose that lays the golden eggs of interest money for Montana every year. Unless that goose is killed, it will continue indefinitely. That's what we need for infrastructure problems in this state.
Opponents add infrastructure programs are already funded through revenue generated from coal severance taxes. They also point out the Bullock administration has an infrastructure funding bill in House Bill 5 that's awaiting action in the House Appropriations Committee. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives gave final approval today to another bill that would use mineral taxes to fund infrastructure projects in eastern Montana. That House Bill 402 is sponsored by House Speaker Austin Knutson. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, The Capitol.